131 years ago, a Democratic governor and a Republican General Assembly came together to enact legislation to build this capital. It was 1885, and Colorado was experiencing a silver boom. Population was around 300,000 and growing by the day. It cost roughly $2.7 million to build the capital back then. Today it would probably cost 100 times that. Now, originally, the top of the Capitol Dome was to be adorned by a 12-foot-high statue of, quote-unquote, the most beautiful woman in Colorado. Now, despite a clear Republican majority, the legislators couldn't agree on who was, in fact, the most beautiful woman in the state. So they forged a compromise. The crystal sphere, known as the lantern, that tops this building to this day. They built something to be proud of that has endured and served generations of Coloradans. Now, at the beginning of my second term last January, as we took stock of the strength of our state, the promise of the future, and the thorny fiscal thicket that threatens to undermine both, we asked ourselves, what exactly are we proposing to build for Colorado? Colorado is still the frontier. We're forward thinkers, risk takers, innovators, self-sufficient, independent, and strong, a little wind, a little wild, and a hell of a good time. Colorado is a place where you can make your own way. This should be as true tomorrow as it is today. We don't need a DeLorean time machine to know that the change is coming. Just 20 years ago, we were still using dial-up modems. We didn't know we would one day be texting more than talking, or that dating would be all about swiping left or right, and cat videos, all the cat videos. No matter what the future holds, if you're young or old, what your dream looks like, strike gold, stone cold, Colorado is the place where fortune favors the bold. Colorado is the place where you can chase your American dream. Colorado is the place. A vibrant economy, widespread prosperity, a healthy environment, these things don't create themselves. They're created by partnerships. The state is a partner with business and nonprofits in fostering innovation and growth. By working together, we can do more for Colorado than any single entity can do on its own. We call this partnership the Golden Triangle. Thanks to the investment of our private sector, the collaboration in and beyond this building, and the hard work and innovation of people across Colorado, our Golden Triangle strategy is working. The state of our state is strong. We've come a long way in the last 5 years. From budget shortfalls, a stagnant economy, the 9% unemployment, Colorado now has one of the best economies in the nation. We're one of the top states for economic growth, one of the best places for business and careers, for quality of life, for health, and for tourism. Our economy is projected to continue its steady growth, and we've proven our state government can be an effective facilitator and partner in finding solutions to some of Colorado's greatest challenges. We now have a comprehensive statewide water plan, the result of unprecedented engagement with over 30,000 people around the state taking part. It's anchored in conservation and powered by innovative solutions to make our water go further, to protect our natural environment, and ensure our agriculture and recreation industries keep flourishing. Now it's time to implement these solutions. We will work with you to craft legislation that gives the Colorado Water Conservation Board greater flexibility in funding our most important water projects. We're building on the success of Colorado's $40 billion agriculture industry to ensure our rural communities realize their full economic potential. Colorado Blueprint 2.0 is helping regions identify and capitalize on their specific assets. This tenacious, bottom-up approach is delivering exciting results. Today, we are happy to announce that Castilla County will soon be home to Blanca Forestry Products Sawmill, a brand new, built-to-suit commercial facility that will serve southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, creating over 100 jobs in the first year, with the potential to grow by hundreds more by 2020. To give you an idea of just how big a deal this is, adding 100 jobs in Castilla County is like adding 60,000 jobs to Metro Denver. In 2013, this body created the Ready Grant, which played an integral role in the partnership that brought this project to Colorado.